there was a woman who lived on her own. She slaved on her own and she skivvied on her own. She had two little girls and two little boys, and she lived all alone with her husband. For her husband, he was a hunk of a man, a chunk of a man and a drunk of a man. He's a hunk and a drunk and a skunk of a man, such a boozing, abusing husband. For he would come home drunk each night, he'd thrash her black and he'd thrash her white. He'd thrash her to within an inch of her life, then he slept like a log did her husband. One night she gathered her tears and her shame, she thought of the bruising and she cried with the pain. Oh, you'll not do that ever again, I won't live with a drunken husband. And as he lay and snored in bed, a strange old thought came into her head. She went for the needle and she went for the thread, and went straight into her sleeping husband. And she started to stitch with a girlish thrill, with a woman's heart and a seamstress skill. She bit and tucked with an iron will all around her sleeping husband. Oh, the top sheet and the bottom sheet too, the blanket stitched to the mattress through. She stitched and stitched for the whole night through, then she waited for the dawn and her husband. When her husband woke with a pain in his head, he found that he could not move in bed. Sweet Christ, I lost the use of my legs, but this wife just smiled at her husband. For in her hand she held a frying pan, with a flutter in her heart she's given him a lamb. He could not move, but he cried, God damn, don't you swear, she cried at her husband. Then she thrashed him black and she thrashed him blue, with a frying pan and a colander too, with a rolling pin, just a stroke or two, such a battered and bleeding husband. She says, if ever you come home drunk anymore, I'll stitch you in and I'll thrash you more. I'll pack my bags and be out of the door, I'll not live with a drunken husband. So isn't it true what small can small do can with a thread and a thought and a stitch or two? He's white as slate and his boozing's through. It's goodbye to a drunken husband.